People in Wrangell can't remember a time before the Christmas tree lighting. Even the folks that were around in the 70s and 80s, that's just a distant memory to them. But Bill Previtt says it started in 1980, with him standing in front of the whole town with the tree by his side.
I think I probably legitimately can say that I was the first mayor to give, you know, say the poem. And
did you feel like the mayor of Whoville when you did your poem?
Well, some people considered me the Grinch, so I don't know that I felt like I was the mayor of Whoville.
Privet says the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce was involved since the beginning, and that's evident from the poem he wrote in 1980.
I based it on the night before Christmas. Went all through the town, not a creature was stirring, not even a hound. Shops were filled with Christmas toys galore, and shop local was a cry, and blah, blah, blah. I can't remember it all, but it was something like that.
The chamber and the mayor started the pageantry of the event. But the 40-foot-tall tree on Front Street has a longer history. The city's light and power crew have found and put up the tree since the 70s, perhaps before then. The oldest record we could find is from 1974. A photo in the Sentinel shows then-Superintendent Steve Beers with the tree. Guys like Robin Larson and Jim Nelson were there to help in the beginning. And in 1998, the city got a lineman that would totally reimagine the tree lighting, Clay Hammer. This guy loves Christmas. Like, I don't believe it's a coincidence that his wife's name is Holly. Once he joined the line crew, he started lighting the tree, picking it out, falling it. He added to the festivities by putting out burn barrels so folks would stay out longer despite the cold. Hammer was willing to try anything to kick it up a notch, and he definitely made that happen in 2012 when he set off a firework from the top of the tree.
What fireworks? I seen a shooting star a couple of times. I don't know anything about any fireworks, though. I'm going to have to plead the fifth on that one.
Don McConaughey remembers when he first saw that firework.
Yeah, nobody knew about it. And, you know, I mean, I'm related to Clay, and he didn't tell us.
Yeah, were you, like, amazed, or were you a little concerned?
Oh, no, I was amazed. Oh, yeah, no. Oh, heck no. No concerns, you know. I mean, why would you be concerned with a firework going off the top of a tree beside a gas station? There is no concern there whatsoever.
This year marks the first time that Hammer didn't help out. He's not with the line crew anymore. He's got a new job. And when I called him, he was in Ketchikan. And he said he wouldn't even be in town for the tree lighting.
You are right. This is going to be my first year that I can think of that I haven't been in town. I'm kind of bummed about it, but I'm pretty confident that the whole thing is going to be in good hands.
And so the tradition goes on. With a new director at the chamber, a new mayor reading his poem, and a lineman passing on not a torch, but a leftover firework. With help from Caleb Vierkant, I'm June Loeffler in Wrangell.